Hello. Welcome to 2022. I am Troy. This is Art House Radio. Thank you for joining me. I am reviewing Silent Night, a movie starring Keira Knightley, the guy who dated the sister of the Queen on The Crown, I can't remember his name, and the young actor who played Jojo Rabbit. It's a story about environmentalism, climate change, if you will. And the state of the Earth has become so bad. Spoiler alerts, by the way. It's become so bad that there's like this fog or mist or storm that rolls through the planet and it kills everyone in a horrible way. You hemorrhage to death. And the idea is that in that situation, the government gives you what they call an exit pill that you'll take, and it'll save you a painful death and allow you to pass away peacefully, like a member of Jonestown or Heaven's Gate. And that's basically what it comes down to. That's what this movie is about. So two things. One, couldn't get into the movie. It moved too fast. I don't feel like it was established that the watcher should care about the characters, which I didn't. I felt like I was invited to a coworker's Christmas party, like a Friendsgiving, a coworker that I don't really know that well. And I didn't really feel welcomed at the party. I didn't really find it interesting or the people very inviting or friendly. And so I spent most of the time to myself looking at my phone, playing poker online, and smoking cigarettes on the porch by myself. That's pretty much how I felt about this movie. I didn't feel like I had a reason to care about the characters. It could have been done. I think the concept was mildly interesting. But this leads me to the second thing. This is live, folks. The second thing is the ending. So, as everyone took their exit pill, except for Jojo Rabbit, who was the whole time saying, hold on a minute here, we're just supposed to trust the government to take this pill. What if we survive? You know, what if we survive this fog or this mist or this storm? What if we actually can make it? You know, why would we take pills to kill ourselves? Are we just going to trust? We don't really know. And everybody's like, shut up, you're an idiot. Just take the pill, like the government tells you. Be a good soldier, comrade, and just take the pill. They all take the pill, except for Jojo Rabbit. As they're all dead and lying there, at the very end, Jojo Rabbit opens his eyes and he's alive. Now he's alive, the only one on the planet, possibly. Certainly one of the few. But this is what I think is interesting, that it is a comment on groupthink, on cultism. What is the difference between, how should I say this, the people in this movie, let's just say, who are willing to take an exit pill from the government to prevent themselves from experiencing trauma or pain, and the people of Jonestown or Heaven's Gate? They thought the world was coming to an end. They thought that the world, as it would exist if they didn't kill themselves, would be much worse to deal with. Now, I'm in favor of the science behind climate change. I'm in favor of, you know, having clean water and not letting people like, or companies, which I guess they're people though, given the Supreme Court ruling, right? Like Walmart or whatever, not dumping their bathroom sludge into the local river, you know, things like that. You're getting rid of all the plastic if we can, you know, that big floating plastic island in the ocean and that you can see from space, and you know, on and on, things like that. Yeah, I'm behind it. But whatever topic you're talking about, humans seem to have this inability to avoid a percentage of them, obviously, becoming almost sucked into this cult mentality, this idea that you're right and everyone else is wrong, and you're not willing to even listen to your Jojo Rabbit son and say, well, maybe there's a point here. What if we didn't take it? Like, we're going to die anyway, right? And I can't, my son's not going to take it, although they thought he was dead already because he had been affected by the fog and he hadn't taken the pill, so he was bleeding and stuff. And I think they thought he was dead. Apparently nobody checked his pulse. Nobody thought, like, I'm going to stay with my son. I'll die a horrible death, but let's do an experiment here. Nobody thought to do that. they all just took the pill like good little soldiers. And that's really the danger, I think, of society, is all of us taking things at their word, taking words or ideas or plans from people that we really have no reason to trust in that situation, taking an exit pill, or, you know, in other situations as well, you know, that COVID maybe came from like a pangolin burger or whatever they want to say, you know, whatever. I'm not getting into it. I'm just saying, like, the idea that we don't challenge authority or at least verify. What was it that Reagan said? And I'm not a Republican, folks. I'm just, but trust but verify. So that's not a bad idea, is to verify things that are being told to us. And I think that's one of the things I liked about the movie, although I didn't care for it as like an artwork. Overall, I wasn't convinced. Now, it's possible with a lot of movies, and you've seen a lot of movie reviews on my channel, of course. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe if you can. But, you know, I'll watch a movie in 2017, and then by 2020, I'll see it again and go, you know what? I actually really like that, or I actually really don't like that. So I could change my mind, but I don't think I'll ever get a chance, give it another chance, because that's the world we're living in. I don't have TV, and you don't often run into movies unless you plan to watch them, and I don't plan on watching this. I suppose it's possible I could walk into a room socially and people are watching it, and I might go, all right, give it another try. I don't like it, but anyway, that's my review of Silent Night. I hope you're having a great 2022 to start the year. I'll raise a toast to you. Irish cream, vodka, some other stuff in there. Maybe some microdose stuff in there, just sort of squeezed like a witch's cauldron. Pushing me forward in 2022, hoping that I connect with something in the universe that makes this show a little bit better. Makes me get those bootstraps tied on tight and get things moving. Hey, listen, I appreciate you watching. For those of you that are subscribed to the channel, thank you so much. I love connecting with you. The comments on some of the other videos, and hopefully this one, have been great. I really appreciate your feedback. Please let me know what you think if you saw the movie. You know, patreon.com/arthouseradio if you'd like to give more. But subscriptions, likes, and shares are golden, and they're free. So if you can, please. This has been the first live Arthouse Radio broadcast on YouTube, broadcasting live from Detroit, Michigan. I hope wherever you are warm and well and on your way to a great year. I will see you in the new year. Hopefully we'll do more of these. I hope you like some of the shorts I've been doing. And I wish you all a good night, and I will see you on the next episode.